Welcome to FSC lesson 193. We're going to keep going on this idea of propitiation. This whole idea of the second attribute of God we've talked about, which is his mercy and kindness. And here we want to give you an in-depth picture, a second in-depth picture on this whole idea of the mercy seat and the high priest in the Holy of Holies offering the blood of an innocent, pure animal to God for the covering or atonement of the sins of the Israelites of the Old Testament, and how it's a picture of Christ. So let's go here. Remember the definition of propitiation. It means literally that God can be appeased of his enmity toward mankind based on what he does, not what you do. It's not based on your actions. It's based on what he has accomplished, where he offers a perfect sacrifice for your sin, so that now he can be at peace with you and he can put his kindness and mercy upon you because of you trusting in what his perfect offering, Jesus Christ, has done. Take a look at our theme verse here for this lesson, Hebrews 9, 22 through 28. I just shortened it here for you. He, Christ, has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. So this is what God has done through his son. So let's click on the screen and let's look at this picture. It's concealed in the New Testament, but you see this in the Old Testament in Leviticus chapter 16, verses 2 and 3. Tell Aaron, the high priest, not to come at any time into the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat, which is on the ark, lest he die. Remember our previous lesson that we just finished in lesson 192, where we explained the mercy seat is Jesus Christ. We explained the veil as the covering for the Holy of Holies. No one's allowed in except the high priest. And it says, for I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat. In other words, don't just come in because I'm perfect and holy. Aaron shall come into the holy place with the blood of a young bull as a sin offering and of a ram a burnt offering. In other words, in order to enter into my presence, you do it with blood of a perfect sacrifice. Now look at that picture. Remember in lesson 192, we talked about the cherubim. So there they are. Their wings are outspread. They're bowed down. The high priest sprinkles blood onto the mercy seat. Talk about that in a second. Hebrews 9:7 says, into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. What you have is, remember, Jesus Christ is the mercy seat inside the ark upon which the mercy seat or the lid is covering. You have the Ten Commandments, which we've all broken. And the only way to have our sin reconciled is through the blood of a perfect sinless offering. And guess where you sprinkle that blood? On the mercy seat. This is a picture of Christ on the cross. And the high priest is a picture of Christ as high priest, because the only one who can enter in God's presence now in his courtroom as an advocate for sinners who know him is Jesus, our high priest. This is what's going on. The Old Testament shows us a perfect picture. Look at the New Testament, where now it's revealed. This Old Testament Levitical law on the high priest, on the mercy seat, on the type of blood, on the Holy of Holies is revealed in Christ. Mark 15, 37 to 38. Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now anyone can come in. Hebrews 2, verse 17. In all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest to make propitiation for the sins of his people. He, as our high priest, is able to come into the Holy of Holies in the presence of the Father to offer the sacrifice of himself, his pure, precious blood, so that God now can because of the actions he's taken in his son, be kind and merciful towards you. This is incredible. This is the picture in lesson 193 of Jesus Christ as our high priest, who makes atonement one time for all for our sin in the Holy of Holies in God's presence.